10th chapter of the 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Pastimes of the Supreme Lord Ramachandra. I'll read the chapter summary, which begins to describe the entire chapter, 10 of the 9th canto. This 10th chapter describes how Lord Ramachandra appeared in the dynasty of Maharaj Katwanga. It also describes the Lord's activities, telling how he killed Ravana and returned to Ayodhya, the capital of his kingdom. The son of Maharaj Katwanga was Dirgabahu, and his son was Raghu. The son of Raghu was Aja. The son of Aja was Dasarath. And the son of Dasarath was Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When the Lord descended into this world in his full quadruple expansion as Lord Ramachandra, Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughna, great sages like Valmiki, who were actually in knowledge of the Absolute Truth, described his transcendental pastimes. Srila Sukadev Goswami describes these pastimes in brief. Lord Ramachandra went with Vishwamrita and killed Rakshasas like Maricha. After breaking the stout and strong bow known as Haradanu, the Lord married Mother Sita and cut down the prestige of Parasurama. To obey the order of his father, he entered the forest, accompanied by Lakshman and Sita. This is actually a long pastime in the Ramayana, where the maidservant, what was her name? Mantara. She was envious that Bharat wouldn't become the king to be, and she hatched a plot where she had been given, where she encouraged the co-wife, Kaushalya, was it Kaushalya? King Dasarath. She'd been given a benediction. In that benediction, she had saved Dasarath on the battlefield. And she was given a benediction to ask for something in her time of need. So this maidservant somehow convinced Kaushalya to go to the king, Dasarath, on the evening before he was naming Ramachandra as the heir to the throne, the king-to-be, and to ask that her son, Bharat, be named instead of Ram, and Ram be banished to the forest for 14 years. So she went through with this plan, evil plan. And even though Bharat loved Lord Ram, he didn't want to take the kingdom away from Ramachandra. He was Ram's servant, Ram's subservient. But the co-wife went to Dasarath, made the demands, and Dasarath had no other choice but to banish Ram to the forest and to install Bharat as the king-to-be. So when Ram was banished to the forest, Sita also wanted to go with him, his wife Sita. Lord Ramachandra, unlike Lord Krishna, had one wife, not 16,108. He was only one wife in this incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he was very close with that one wife. So much so that in modern day society, whenever in Hindu culture, in Indian culture, whenever there's a wedding ceremony and a encouragement for a monogamous relationship, they chant Sita Ram. Recently we did a wedding, and they asked us to chant the entire time during the wedding ceremony, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jai Sita Ram. And in India, I know, I remember when Srila Prabhupada was on the planet, and we were going to Vrindavan and Mayapur every year for the festival. I believe it was in Vrindavan. They were having, and of course it was right around the time of Ram Navami, they would have 24-hour kirtan and chant Sitaram, 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 Jai Sitaram. 24 hours, so that you were going around all day, Sitaram, 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 Jai Sitaram. Even we chanted at one event, and one lady would always come with her little 3 or 4 year old son. And she said he's always chanting that Sitaram, but he doesn't chant it exactly like we do. I said, oh, how he chants. And when he was at the program, he was asking for us to chant, seatbelt on, mommy, seatbelt on. That was his interpretation of Sitaram. He heard in his three-year-old brain, seatbelt on, mommy, seatbelt on, seatbelt on, mama, seatbelt on. And hopefully now he's about 7 or 8 years old. I think she straightened him out and he's chanting Sitaram. But this mantra of Sitaram is so auspicious that even we were encouraged while in Vrindavan with Srila Prabhupada at the festival, at the Mayapur festival, Mayapur Vrindavan festival, that this Sitaram chanting, especially on Ram Navami, was going on 24 hours in a day. So we'll continue reading the intro. To obey the order of his father, he entered the forest, accompanied by Lakshman and Sita. There he cut off the nose of Surparnaka and killed the associates of Ravana, headed by Kara and Dushana. Ravana's kidnapping of Sitadeva was the beginning of this demon's misfortune. Surparnaka was a Rakshasi, and she got a liking about Lord Ram. And Ram explained to her, I'm married to Sita, but you can definitely have my brother, Lakshman. And Lakshman didn't take to this very kindly. Surparnaka was a Rakshasi, and Rakshasas and Rakshasis in the forest are very hideous creatures, man-eating personalities. And we can say, sometimes we may think, that's ridiculous. You know, how did that exist, Rakshasas? But actually we see even in today's society so many Rakshasas and Rakshasis. People that are performing abominable activities. What to speak of eating another human being. They're performing multi nefarious activities. Just recently, in the beginning of this week, two Czech nationals, actually they were American, two brothers from Czechoslovakia, no offense intended, they've been here since 2001, and they placed bombs in the Boston, they caught two. Oh, excuse me. Oh, that's Savas and Nykotmar from Czechoslovakia. Where's, I thought Chechnya is Chechnya, Czechoslovakia. It's very close, all those East European fellows. I can say that because my great-grandparents were also from Lithuania, wherever that is. Something very interesting. No offense to the Czechoslovakian or Chechnyan or Slovakian or this. I think it was right next to that other country Mataji is from. No offense. They were here for many years. They were American boys. And they blew up the end of the Boston Marathon. Tried to cause so much damage. Three people were killed, including a young boy, 8 years old. Hundreds were injured. And then they went, even last night, on the campus, I believe it was University of Massachusetts or Cambridge, one of those. MIT campus. Rakshasas. Little Rakshasas. And tried to kill more people and actually did kill one security guard and had a fight out with the police who were chasing them. One was killed and the other they're still looking for. So please forgive me, not Czechoslovakian brothers, Chechnyan, Chechnyan brothers. And the same day, someone blew up, or maybe it was accident, but they're thinking, someone blew up a fertilizer plant in Waco, Texas, in West Texas. And the same day, an Elvis impersonator sent letters with rice and poison to the president and the senator from Mississippi. So to say there are no Rakshasas, they were having an interfaith healing to pray for peace and to pray that everything stop. It's one after another. Next week there'll be something new. Because there are so many Rakshasas. Someone is killing children in the school. Someone is putting their child in the news. Don't watch the news. I'll watch it for you. I have to look at the news. They put this screen in front of me when I go for 4 hours a few times a week. And the news is there. This man was mad at his wife a few years ago. Living in Midwest, I think it was, probably Florida, that's where most of these things take place. He put the newborn son in a microwave oven and threatened the, no Rakshasas? This is Rakshasa. This is a big Rakshasa. And he turned on the microwave oven and killed the poor boy, the little defenseless baby, because he got into an argument with the mother over spending money at the Kmart or something, some ridiculous argument. So to say that there are no Rakshasas like Suparnika, though was well-connected, She was the sister of Ravana. And when her nose was cut off, was it by Lakshman? Lakshman chopped off her nose to disfigure her, as if she wasn't disfigured already. He disfigured her further. She went back to Ravana, her brother, and said, there are these three personalities roaming in our forest. I drew a liking to one of the men and they cut off my nose. And she also said, they have one woman with them, Sita. And she described Sita to Ravana, and Ravana became overwhelmed. He wanted Sita for himself. This is Rakshasa. This is Rakshasa. Sita was Ram's, but Ravana was such a Rakshasa that he wanted to kidnap her and take her away for his own so-called pleasure. And he made a plan, a terrible plan, to sneak Sita away from Ram while having one of his associates pose as a deer, a beautiful golden deer, Maricha. And Sita fell in love with the deer. She thought it was so beautiful, she wanted it as a pet. And so she had Ram go after the deer. And while Ram was hunting for the deer, this Maricha faked the voice of Ramchandra and asked for the help of Lakshman, who was guarding Sita. And so therefore he put her in a circle of protection that he made in the ground, and he went to assist his brother. But somehow, when Ravana came as a sannyasi, beggar, he came in sannyasi garb and asked for some help. Sita, unfortunately, went out of the protective circle and was snatched away by the Rakshasa. So there are so many Rakshasas in today's society. This was thousands and thousands of years ago, tens of thousands of years ago. So we'll go on reading the story. Ravana's kidnapping of Sitadeva was the beginning of this demon's misfortune. When Maricha assumed the form of a golden deer, Lord Ramachandra went to bring the deer to please Sita Devi. But in the meantime, Ravana took advantage of the Lord's absence to kidnap her. When Sita Devi was kidnapped, Lord Ramachandra, accompanied by Lakshman, searched for her throughout the forest. In the course of this search, they met Jatayu. Then the Lord killed the demon Kabanda and the commander Bali and established a friendly relationship with Sugriva. Lord Ramchandra had heard that if he wanted help, he could go to this Sugriva, who was actually the brother of Hanuman. Okay, not the brother of Hanuman. Cousin? He was the brother of Vali. But they had a great war going on. Again, one had stole the other's wife. Because Bali had gotten into a big war, a big fight, and he was plugged up in a cave for so many years. Or was that Sugriva? Sugriva got plugged in the cave. And while he was gone, Bali took his wife, because they assumed that he was dead, and the brother can take the wife of the deceased brother. However, Sugriva finally made it out of the cave, came back and saw that Bali had usurped his kingdom, and he had taken his wife from him. So even though they were brothers, he became very angry and raged war. So when Lord Ramchandra and Lakshman came in their search for Sita, and they were told they could be helped by the king of the monkeys, Sugriva told them, if you just help me to get rid of this Vali, my brother, then I will help you along with my soldiers, my army of monkey warriors, headed by Hanuman. That's the way where it comes in. Headed by Hanuman. And so Ramachandra fulfilled that. Sugriva gave the army. Hanuman went. They realized that they got some info, information that Ravana had taken her across the ocean to his kingdom, and that they had to cross this, what was it called, the southern tip, Cape Comorin, all the way to the island where Ravana was, which is Sri Lanka. And it was across this, what's the ocean called? The Indian Ocean? Some ocean down there in that part of the woods. They had to cross into Ceylon, Sri Lanka, and Hanuman went to gather intel in advance. He actually flew, jumped over the ocean. Big, big monkey, big, big belly, Ceylon jumping, melancholy. I'm not even sure what that means, but I remember Prabhupada said that. Huh? Who want to imitate? Big, big monkey, big, big belly, Ceylon jumping, melancholy. Don't imitate Hanuman. But they actually built a bridge. They put the name of Ram. The monkeys were building along with the bears and the spiders, everyone, the squirrels. All the animals were helping Ram to build a bridge to cross over to Sri Lanka. And they were putting the name of Ram on their big boulders. And there's different stories. One of the stories is a little spider. The other was a squirrel. Let's say spider was putting little tiny pebbles into the water. So the big, big monkeys told the spider, get out of the way. Your work is useless. We're putting in these big boulders and making a humongous bridge. What are you doing? And Lord Ram came to the scene and defended the spider and said that she's doing, according to her capacity, as much work as you're doing. Therefore, I appreciate her service as much as I appreciate your service. So this is lesson for us all, that some of us may be big, big monkeys who can perform big service throwing big boulders, and some of us might be little spiders that can do what we can do. But no matter what capacity that we have, whatever our strength is, whatever our abilities are, if we use them in the service of Lord Ram, in the service of Lord Krishna, in the service of our spiritual master, then Krishna and our spiritual master, Ramchandra and our spiritual master, appreciate the Bhavagrahi Janardana, the devotional sentiment, and working according to our ability, according to our capacity. So we'll go on. After organizing the military strength of the monkeys and going with them to the shore of the sea, the Lord awaited the arrival of Samudra, the ocean personified. But when Samudra did not come, the Lord, the master of Samudra, became angry. Then Samudra came to the Lord with great haste and surrendered to him, wanting to help him in every way. The Lord then attempted to bridge the ocean, and with the help of advice from Vibhishana. Vibhishana was the brother of Ravana, but Vibhishana actually left Ravana's kingdom and joined Ramachandra's ranks. He attacked Ravana's capital, Lanka. Previously, Hanuman, the eternal servant of the Lord, had set fire to Lanka. The way that Hanuman set fire to Lanka, they had captured Hanuman after he came to Sita to make sure she was all right and where she was situated in his intel journey before Ram came and all the monkeys came. He entered alone. He went to see Sita, convinced Sita that he was a representative of Lord Ram. Ravana had a curse that he couldn't, unlike most Rakshasas, he couldn't approach any woman against her will. He had been cursed. So he had to somehow or other trick Sita, who was so faithful to Ram. He had to trick her to desire him, to allow him so that he could be with her. He couldn't assault her or rape her. He had been cursed from some previous activity. So when they caught Hanuman, they set his tail ablaze. And somehow he got loose from the guards and from the shackles and set the city of Sri Lanka on fire with his blazing tail. Okay, that sounds good. Yes. And now with the help of Lakshman, the forces of Ramachandra killed all the Rakshasa soldiers. Then Lord Ramachandra personally killed Ravana. Mandodari and other wives lamented for Ravana. And in accordance with Lord Ramachandra's order, Vibhishana performed the funeral ceremonies for all the dead in the family. Lord Ramachandra then gave Vibhishana the right to rule Lanka and also granted him a long duration of life. The Lord delivered Sitadev from the Ashoka forest and carried her in a flower airplane to his capital, Ayodhya, where he was received by his brother Bharat. When Lord Ramachandra entered Ayodhya, Bharat brought his wooden shoes. Vibhishan and Sugriva held a whisk and fan. Hanuman carried an umbrella. Shatrughna carried the Lord's bow and two quivers, and Sitadev carried a water pot containing water from holy places. This Bharat was so faithful to his brother that he refused to take the kingdom but instead put on the throne the shoes, the zapatos. What do they call them in Sanskrit? Padukas. The padukas of Lord Ramachandra. We know we were at one festival where they had some padukas and they were all dancing and worshiping. Remember? The padukas. The wooden shoes with the one peg. That peg is there actually, it's been said, I did not read this in Srimad Bhagavatam, that on a man and on a woman, there are two places. On the woman, there's a particular place. It's on her, is it right or left? It's on her left nostril. There's a nerve which makes her very subdued and docile. So if you see someone with a pierced left nose with a ring or a pin, that's very Vedic and very auspicious, and it means she's very calm and peaceful. If someone has one on the right nostril, not so peaceful, not so docile, not so it's the left. And for the man, unfortunately, I can only do that on one foot. There's a peg on the padukas in the wooden shoes, and that peg goes between the big toe and the next toe, isn't it? And there it is said that there's a nerve for the male that makes him very docile and submissive and peaceful. So ladies, if you see a man with the padukas, otherwise if he has any other shoe, stay away. Not submissive, not docile, not good for you. So they have to. My doctor told me I was getting some operation there, and I said, is there any instruction? I was on the operating table. He was a joker, Japanese young man. So many nurses were there. I was awake. They had to remove one big toe. And I said, is there anything that I should know? He said, yes. Don't wear flip-flops to Venice Beach. He actually told me that. Dr. Suzuki, I was almost in tears, in immense pain, wide awake with just a local. And I said, is there anything else? He said, yes. Anywhere you go for a pedicure, now you get a 10% discount. So the good news is, if I ever did go for a pedicure, I do get 10% off. The bad news is I can't wear those things to make me docile. What do you call padukas with the peg? The nerve is right there. So Bharat was so faithful that he put those padukas of Ram, the shoes that Ram had worn, on the throne, and he gave that mood that Ram has been always the king. I am simply his servant. So we'll finish up here. Angada carried a sword, and Jambavan Riksharaj carried a shield. After Lord Ramachandra, accompanied by Lord Lakshman and Mother Sitadeva, met all the relatives, the great sage Vasistha enthroned him as king. The chapter ends with a short description of Lord Ramachandra's rule in Ayodhya. So this is the 10th chapter of the 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. We also have our ISKCON Ramayana by our God brother in London. What's his name? Oh, it's by Bhakti Vikash Maharaj. Oh, okay. By Bhakti Vikash Maharaj, you can read in detail the many pastimes of Lord Ram and remember them thoroughly. All glory Sri Guru and Gauranga. Sri Ramachandra Ki. Also the name Ram Navami. That is the name for the festival of Lord Ram.